You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Adrian.
And I'm Natalie. This is Records Management.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Nat, I can't remember. Is there something happening today?
Is there something happening today?
I think there is.
Fun Drive?
Is it Fun Drive?
Is it Fun Drive?
Is Fun Drive fun?
Yes.
It's Fun Drive.
Fun Drive isn't just today.
Yeah. Well, on our show it is.
Oh, on our show. I was like, what starts today? I don't know.
You legitimately didn't know.
Yeah, I was looking around and I saw all the Fun Drive brochures and I'm like, but that's from February 28th to March 8th. That can't start today.
Well, it starts today for us.
Ah, what are we doing for Fun Drive, Adrian?
We are doing a whole bunch of stuff. We came up with the idea of, you know, basically making ourselves look like fools. If you've been paying attention to our Instagram page, we posted photos of a whole bunch of spicy stuff that we have bought.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Pun absolutely intended.
All right. And depending on how much our show raises by Friday, we will release a video of both Natalie and myself eating increasingly spicy foods.
Which is a really big deal, especially for me, because I don't do spice. I don't do anything beyond a medium wing. So, and you don't do cinnamon hearts. So what do? We find the spiciest pepper ever that tastes like cinnamon hearts at first.
Yes. Let us break it down for you. At the $50 level, our show raises $50. We will both eat a jalapeno pepper.
Ooh. I mean, like, for you, that's nothing. For me, that's like,
I won't even make a face. It's just
time
like
to tap out.
Nothing to me. At $100, we have some red Thai chili peppers. $200, habanero peppers, and that's already like the spiciest pepper you can buy commercially in normal stores. $350, we have Satan's toe. Let me tell you about finding Satan's toe. I had to go to this specialty sauce store in Tawson called Pepper Palace. And the guy there, shout outs to Pepper Palace for helping me with this, by the way. The guy there was like, I got exactly what you need. The hottest pepper in the world, Carolina Reaper, is like 2 million Scoville. This thing that's made from pure pepper extract as a sucker, 9 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, should I just clarify for a moment that when we say like $50, $100, we're not talking about one-time donations.
No.
We're talking about cumulatively. So
cumulatively.
Yeah, if, you know, you donate a dollar, and then 49 other of your pals donate a dollar, we're still doing it.
You can donate right now if you call 604-822-8648. You can also donate online at CITR/donate. You can also donate in person. You want to come in? You want to see us? Anyone listening on campus right now comes in and donates in person, you can come on our show and announce a song for us.
Donate like 10 cents even.
Okay,
it's
not
one
that
step
little.
I don't even know if anyone's going to donate anything. I guarantee you that this will be quality content that we produce.
And
I cannot emphasize enough how much I hate spicy food and how terrified I am to have been roped into this.
Well, I guess if you want to see me and Natalie be miserable eating some spicy food, you're going to have to tune in if we make enough money.
Excited town. Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Duffin's Donuts.
Hello, Duffin's Donuts.
Hi, I was wondering if I can get 12 pupusas, but just pay for one of them.
Like, do we owe you?
Owe you cinnamon rolls?
No, you don't owe me. I was just seeing if like that was a deal I could make.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe in 20 years?
In 20 years?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay. I was hoping for it now,
years.
Though, but...
No, 20 years later.
20 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll try in 20 years.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate, or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
Just living for the right thing, right thing, right thing, right thing, right thing. Try to make it taste like ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. Just pat away or you might scream, might scream, might scream, might scream. Next time you see me's on your widescreen, 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 widescreen. Getting out alive is a struggle to stay alive. Getting out alive, whoa. Just waiting for the wrong bus, wrong bus, wrong bus, wrong bus, wrong bus. Getting out alive. Looking cleaner than Cavaricci, Ricci, 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 Ricci. Getting out alive. Mud in your smoke case, you can't see, can't see, can't see, can't see. You're living in your life, but you ain't free, ain't free, ain't free, ain't free. Getting out alive.
It's a struggle to stay alive.
Life's a lot easier. than you make it out to be. Getting out alive. Shoop, 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 shoop.
All right, you just heard Getting Out Alive by the Greyhounds, and then before that, you heard Fire by Ohio Players. Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Is this your deepest, darkest secret?
Nowhere near close to deepest, darkest secret.
Then I guess so.
But interesting fact, perhaps, to you,
mm-hmm.
Is I was looking through this playlist that you've made today,
mm-hmm.
and other than bands that we've played on the show before...
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of any of these people. So all of this is new to me.
I like to think that just means I've chosen good music.
That you can look at it that way.
You've never heard of the Ohio Players?
No.
Oh, they're like a famous 70s funk band.
And, you know, 2 out of 15 so far. I like 2 out of 15 so far. So
good start.
Yeah.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Records Management, and this is our Fun Drive episode. We're playing songs. You heard that set? Those were a little spicy songs because our stretch goals are going to be us eating really spicy stuff. And by really spicy, we mean like ungodly spicy.
Like Satan's toe. Is that what it's called?
Satan's toe. Yeah.
Spicy.
Made from pure chili extract.
Ooh.
I'm excited.
How spicy was it again?
9 million Scovilles. More than 8 times as much as a Carolina Reaper.
This has been... chosen.
Oh, 4 times as much, sorry. Not 8. That's a ridiculous amount.
This has been chosen as our way to fundraise for our show because I notoriously cannot mm-hmm. handle my spice.
mm-hmm.
So people want to watch me suffer, and we already have one friend who's pledged $60 to watching me suffer.
Did they already? So,
well, Isabel, have you?
I guess we're going to find out.
We're going to find out now.
Putting Isabel on the podium.
Jeez. Are you a person of your word, Isabel? But yeah, if you want to join Isabel's ranks and watch me suffer, then donate to Fun Drive.
Who doesn't love watching people suffer eating spicy food?
I'm actually getting scared.
That's like the top. That's like 10 of the top 20 videos on YouTube, probably. I just made that statistic up. Don't quote me.
All right, Adrian, what do we have coming up next?
We got a song by Rube and Rake. I know one half of this band. I grew up with him in Prince George, Josh, and he lives in Newfoundland now, kind of far away. His band is great, though. I love them. And it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh. If you're listening, you want to throw $10 our way?
Much appreciated.
You're probably not listening, but you know what? I love the song anyways, and it's your birthday, so...
It's probably your bedtime in Newfoundland.
Probably.
There's a measured response in everything I do. I'll find peace come winter when it brings me back to you. If I'm still working for men, I'd rather not know. If I'm living in a house, I will not call my own. Oh, what do you? Oh, what do you do? there's a terror to this place. Will its noise shine on through? Can a lamb make a man come up sturdy and true? Now I've been picking my spot, or to cut myself loose. Still that northwest coastline don't come running for you. Oh, what do you do? Oh, what do you do? When there ain't no getting over that other lover, still you go on making room for another. If I were back in my home, I'd be airing old news, but it's of little importance and even less use. Like an old leather tramp, have I wore out my boots? Do I graft a new life? Do I transplant my roots? Oh, what do you? Oh, what do you do? When there ain't no getting over that other lover, still you go on making love to another.
She's a sinner and he's a prude. Tell it to their face, they'll call you rude. He's a shaker, but they won't move. And it can't be cool unless you bought it used. Hairs turn gray and the sky stays blue. And a crying mother's always on the news. There are some things I know to be true. Like the kind of future that's held out for you. Oh, you'll crash and burn without a plan, and you'll never be an honest man. So I hope you like the touch of your own hand, 'cause you won't be touched by these ones again. You can call me a know-it-all, but at least I don't call Tinder when I fall. Blame your friends or your drunken state. Cheating is a choice, not a mistake. Oh, you'll crash and burn without a plan, and you'll never be an honest man. So I hope you like the touch of your own hand, 'cause you won't be touched by these ones again. Sure, this might be a lot to take, but you were never you'll crash and burn without a plan, and you'll never be an honest man. So I hope you like the touch of your own hand, 'cause you won't be touched by these hands again.
That was The Touch of Your Own Hand by Kate Gillespie. We also heard What Do You Do by Ruben Rake, and the birthday shout out for Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday.
Oh, and speaking of shout-outs.
Big news.
Big news. Thank you to Isabel and Elizabeth, who both donated
Woo!
To my suffering.
Mm-hmm. We thank you now, but we're probably going to thank you less when we're eating a spicy pepper, which at this point, confirmed, we're going to eat at least a jalapeno.
Yeah.
At the very least. So,
sorry,
you know what?
I'm too busy reading about the swag that they have won.
Yes, so, let us tell you.
$30, you've won your Fun Drive patch, your CITR and Discorder Fun Drive patch. And then mm-hmm. the next step, $60 or $10 or $15 a month. Am I reading that right?
10 to 15 in that range.
Ah, I see. Okay, so you get your Fun Drive patch and some exclusive tote bags, and then $15 to $20 a month. Oh, they have a very specific number of $101.9 alternatively.
I like that.
So you get like all of the above plus some socks, and then $175 or $20 to $30 a month, you get all of the above plus limited edition fishbowl tape, and then $250 you get all of the above and a framed cover of Discorder magazine,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm almost done.
$500
is you get to host a show
yes.
on CITR without having to go through all of the months of training.
You get to come in and host your own show.
That's really exciting, actually, because we started training in February, mm-hmm. and our first show I think was in November.
I think
imagine
September
just like
October. Yeah. That sounds right.
So imagine just like coming right in
yeah.
and hosting your own show. And then the final stage would be $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you get your Pop Alliance compilation box set, recognition on the donor wall, and then all of the above items.
The recognition is on an old, what are the small records? 33s? I forget.
I'm no expert in this domain.
They're on the small records right outside the wall here. I look at them a bunch
Get
when I'm sitting
here.
Get
to be a local celebrity.
Yeah. coming up next, we've got Any Moment by Gene.
I will be living in love.
Welcome back. I said welcome back before I turned the microphones on.
I got nervous.
That was If I Live or If I Die by Cuff the Duke. We also heard Any Moment by Jean. That's J-E-E-N. I can't even pronounce that properly. Jean.
Jean.
Jean. What's going on today, Natalie? Is it Fun Drive?
It's Fun Drive. Fun Drive.
Welcome to our ASMR.
On CITR.
Sounds of CITR.
Fun Drive.
Fun Drive. We're having fun.
And it's a drive. Why is Fun Drive important, Adrian?
Why is it important to me, or why is it important to you?
Give me the facts.
The facts of life.
No, the facts of Fun Drive. I don't want the facts of life right now.
The facts of Fun Drive are, we do this every year because we depend on public funding to stay afloat, basically. We use it to buy new equipment, pay the staff, keep upkeep, technical things. I can't remember the word I was looking for there. But the point is, we depend on the public to keep going, because people like Natalie and myself would not be here.
We would never get hired in a professional context.
Well, you would.
This is a highly high, like, public funding means a highly democratic environment.
Mm-hmm.
When we get public funding from Fun Drive, it allows the station to give everyone on campus and elsewhere the opportunity to come pitch a show and to get their own show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
it gives us the opportunity to learn a skill that we didn't have before. Whereas if this was a for-profit radio station, there's no way they would let the likes of me behind the microphone.
No, me neither. And it's important because it's the station for the community, the station and the magazine. And without you guys, we wouldn't be here. And we broadcast in 7 different languages. I think 7. I want to say 7.
I think it's 7, yeah.
And there are very few shows that actually do French content at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And we are one of them. We might be the only one. I think there's another one. I can't remember their name. But anyways, there's very few. And without funding from great people like you listeners, we wouldn't be here at all. And
so sappy.
So sappy.
But seriously, we love you. And we depend on you. And we're hoping that you'll donate to Fun Drive and help keep CITR floating along the river of fun.
You can donate at 604-822-8648. You can also donate online at CITR/donate. And
big thank you to Elizabeth and Isabel for donating.
Did we not thank them already?
Did we not?
Oh, I thought we did. Oh. Well, we can thank them again.
I don't remember thanking them. But no thanks are enough thanks.
Yeah.
So thank you,
thank
Isabel,
you twice.
And Elizabeth. And thank you to Victoria and Joella, who have said that they would donate.
And enjoy this French language programming that we have curated for you.
Du réveil au goût amer et des cinq cauchemars. Était un cauchemar, oh non, c'était bien hier. J'ai les yeux si rouges et bombés par la nuit ou par les pleurs. Trahisé au mauvais rêve, j'aurais bien aimé. J'aurais bien aimé, mais non, c'était bien hier. Où es-tu? Y a ton odeur comme seule trace de ton corps. Où es-tu? T'es mon manque et moi, j'y crois encore. C'est les matins comme ça qui me font pleurer. Leur vérité me tue, car la nuit a su me faire oublier. C'est les matins comme ça qui me font pleurer. Dès mon premier regard face à la nuit solitaire que j'ai passée. Pleurer. C'était toi, avant t'étais à moi. Quelques heures ou quelques verres et je dormirai. Ou je
dormirai jusqu'au prochain matin. Où es-tu? Y a ton odeur comme seule trace de ton corps. Où es-tu? Tes mains me manquent et moi je crois encore. C'est les matins comme ça qui me font pleurer. Leur vérité me tue car la nuit.
Welcome back. That was Lady Winter by the Au Pairs. We also heard, oh man, French. Les Matins?
Close.
Les Matins.
Pronounce that A.
Les Matins. Les Matins.
Close. Don't pronounce the N.
Les Matins?
Oh, very close.
Ooh.
Very, very close.
The name of the song is Les Matins, and it's by Angélie.
Matin. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Okay. That's good. I think we have a few more donators who have graciously donated to our show. So you know what?
My anxiety increases.
I can see Natalie. She's getting visibly nervous.
I'm picking at my scarf thinking about the spicy things I'm going to have to eat.
But we are going to thank you, both Joella and Victoria, because that's what we do here. We thank people who help us.
You show gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
With a tear in our eyes.
So you know what? Thank you both. And I guess we'll curse you out too when we're eating that very spicy food. Which, by the way, if our calculations are correct, we are up to Thai chili level of eating spicy food.
I don't like this.
So
what's our overall goal, Adrian?
Our overall goal, $350. We
so
get to that
about
level.
We're halfway there.
We're pretty
already.
Close to half, yeah. And Natalie, is that sweat I see? Are you sweating?
A little bit. Sweating at the brow.
Let's keep it rolling.
What's
I want to get
song?
It's $300.
It's called $300.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Antisocial Skateboard Shop.
Hello, Antisocial.
Hey, what's up, bruh?
Chillin'. Who's this?
You don't know me.
You sound like Cassie, but I don't think that's who this is.
I'm not Cassie. Is she hot?
What's up?
What's up? Okay, I'm calling with a kind of a far-out question.
Okay.
So, I've been down on my luck lately, sleeping in my homie's kitchen on an air mattress, like, actually, like, I'm not even kidding. And and he just had this crazy party, and this chongo stole all of our decks.
Wow.
I know, whack. I was wondering if you could do me a solid and throw me, like, 12 decks for, like, the price of one.
Are you crazy? I mean, that's insane. No, I can't do that.
No. Would you do me, like, any solids, though? Like...
I mean, we can't really, the boards aren't marked up very much, so we can't do, they're kind of just like a set price. We can't really do much on them. If you get a whole setup, we give you 10% off, but that's probably not what you're looking for.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 You just heard Hard Luck by Black Pistol Fire, and then before that, you heard $300 by Soul Coughing.
That song chosen because our goal of $350, we're almost halfway there.
I mean, we were given a goal of $300, but we're going to up the ante, make it $350, because we're ambitious like that.
Yes, we are.
And we are slowly but surely reaching that goal.
Yep. For those of you just tuning in, this is Records Management. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Natalie.
On 101.9 CITR, and this is our Fun Drive week.
Nick, if you're listening right now, would you like to donate and watch me eat really spicy peppers?
I'm sure he would love that. Who else can I call out? Oh, Victoria G, remember that time that I bought you lunch and you didn't pay me back?
Is that real?
Yes.
Oh, ow.
Now I'm calling you out. You can donate it. And we'll call it even.
This is making me feel tense. But yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe if we reach that $350 mark, I might throw in some prizes for the highest donators. Yet to be determined. I want to find out who the highest donators are so that I can tailor those prizes to the highest donators. Don't want to just send you off with... something small and generic.
No, something heartfelt.
Heartfelt, customized.
Just for you.
Just for you, with a note.
Yeah.
And a heart.
Yeah.
Just like those cinnamon hearts that...
Oh, man.
Time to nauseate Adrian.
the really spicy thing that I got from Pepper Palace, for those of you who didn't hear earlier, the guy at the store was like, it doesn't taste spicy at first, but it does taste like cinnamon hearts.
And those of you...
and then it hits you. And those of you who know me well know that I despise cinnamon hearts and most things that taste of cinnamon, to be honest.
Like, to the point where I'm bringing a bucket just for the sake of the floor.
Just thinking of the taste of cinnamon hearts makes me start dry heaving a little bit. Like, oh.
This has probably been the best way we've ever raised money, though, because people like watching us suffer.
It's working. You know?
It's working.
Suffering
pays. Keep on donating, folks.
What do we got coming up next, Nat?
What do we have coming up next? We have Everyone Looks Like Everyone by the Pack AD.
The elevator opens for no one. And plans are making me. I'm paralyzed into you. And plans are making me. And plans are making me. Everyone looks like everyone. Just like snowflakes were already melt. You're too busy to accept it. Everyone passing days just like buttons. This one time, this friend of mine, no way that was me. No way that was me. The elevator opens for no one. It's talent, all right.
Welcome back. We are running out of time. That was Everyone Looks Like Everyone by the Pack AD. Coming up next, we have Gak with Exploding Head Movies. He's already here in the studio. He's raring to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There
Can you
he
hear
is.
Him? Well, this has been Records Management.
Mm-hmm.
We are watching the numbers steadily climb on the Fund Drive donation page.
Yeah, our donation isn't over. It's going on until the end of the week, so you have until Friday for us to get to $350. Just make sure that you say Records Management sent you to the donation page.
And, even if you don't.
Like, even if you don't.
We'll still support other people.
But if you want to see us eat the spicy food, then you got to say it was Records Management.
Yeah. Quality
but
content. Look
quality
out for
content.
It.
We have to suffer for our art.
Well, we've been Records Management, and we hope that you manage to have a good night.
Hi, this is Chris Conley from the band
Hot Panda.
Sorry about that. This is Chris Conley from the band
Hot Panda.
No, not again.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.